Okay, we're on Daf Yud Ches Mabez. We have two more Daf of Tumen Tara. Then we get back to Pesach at the beginning of the second Perek. But two more Daf, and just a Rambam, which I wanted to mention at the beginning of the Sugya, which I finally found on Friday. Somebody pointed out to me. I'd seen this Rambam before, but I didn't remember where it was. We're steeped in Tumen Tara. The Rambam writes also beginning in the Zagdama to Seder Taras, which we quoted a little bit from before on the beginning of the Sugya in Daf Yud Dalet. The Rambam says, "Roy lechayim atami misha gavar chishkal adas tumah v'taras." It's right for anybody who has a desire to know Tumen Tara, this area of halacha. Ve'vanta kol mashenechla b'seder hazeh, and you understand everything in this seder. Sheteita al potchila kol ha'akdama shekdati b'mabo zeh. First of all, you have to know all the, everything that I've written about in this hakdama, in this introduction. Im lasha. With the first parak of Kalim, because that's the Yesodos, that's all the Avos Atoma and all the Milos of Eretz Yisrael, etc. Until you know it by heart very well. We have to go over these dafim more and more and more so we don't have to push ourselves and stretch our thoughts in order to remember it. Not just to read it once. Even if you read it 1,000 times until you know it by heart, it's not going to be enough to fully understand Tumen Tara. Here's the key line. You got to know the Yesodos of Tumah and Tara like you know Kriyashma. V'ulai yusak lecha im zechron tov v'havana v'kisharon havanas hebanta mashenach l'b'seder hazeh. If that, Be'ez Hashem, maybe you'll understand it well. B'b'nei she'im dvarim kashim ma'od, the Rambam says. Kishon, it's like Michael Jordan saying it's a tough shot. Right, if the Rambam is saying this topic is very lahavdil. This topic is very difficult. Rabos has sveikos amukhi ha'ian, and he says even the Chachmi quotes stories from the Gemara where the Gemara itself quotes Tanaim and Amoraim that have difficulties with some ideas in Tumen Tara. That shouldn't give us yeish. It should be that we should apply ourselves even more and try to understand as much as we can from the Yesodos. Again, we're touching the Daf. Daf Yomi touches on all of these, but we should know. We have more time, and our Ian Siddharim, we should really sit on these sugyas and learn the lamdas and the messages of the halacha. Okay, that's just one idea that goes through all seven blot of that we're osek in. So we're going to start with Amalei Rabina Lervashi on Yud Chesma Beis, about 8-10 lines up from the bottom. Just one ha'ara on the last point that Menachem discussed yesterday. The concept of Milsa Da'asi B'Kal V'Chomer Tarach V'Kos of Lakra. Sometimes, when something can be learned out from a Kal V'Chomer, the Torah will still go out of its way to teach it to you. Yet Kal V'Chomer is somewhat different than the other Yud Gimel Midos. The other Yud Gimel Midos are more based on Mesora, Gzeira Shava, for sure based on Mesora. We mentioned in the past the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph. One of the opinions says that really all the Yud Gimel Midos you have a Mesora from your Rebbe, except for Kal V'Chomer. That's the only one that you're allowed to darshan out yourself. Well, the other opinion says, no, you really are darshan yourself all the Yud Gimel Midos except for Gzeira Shava. That's the unique one. We usually assume that Kal V'Chomer is unique, that Kal V'Chomer is based on logic. It's based on if this, then surely this. So it's pure logic. So it's somewhat of a chiddush when the Gemara comes along and says, you know, the Torah goes out of its way to teach you to say a pasuk even though it's based on Kal V'Chomer. Sometimes the Gemara won't accept it. Sometimes the Gemara say, why do you need the pasuk as a Kal V'Chomer? So they'll give a different answer. But here, sometimes the Gemara says this, that sometimes the Torah goes out of its way to mention it. Why would the Torah go out of its way to mention it? It's interesting. I saw three different pshatim why this is. Again, from the Achron. One shot is the Menachem yesterday said from the Imre MS, and that is, I'm sorry, let me mention that second. First, he quotes from the Biuri Hadaf. He quotes from the Igra de Pirka, which is the Baal, the Bnei Yisachar. Shekivin shein bezdin ma'anishin al davar hanilban b'kal v'chomer. There's a concept in the Gemara, ein onshin min hadin. You can't give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. A punishment can be based on a pasuk, it can be based on other of the limudim, but it can't be based on a kal v'chomer. So when the Torah wants to give you a kal v'chomer, known as for a certain din, so maybe that's why it goes out of its way to teach you it through a pasuk and not based on a kal v'chomer, because you wouldn't be able to give an onesh without this. Pasuk. That's number one. But then there are two opposite approaches. The Imre MS, the Gera Rebbe, says that maybe because the Kal V'Chomer is based on Seichel HaAdam, Masha'en Kain, the other Limudim, which obviously you use some Seichel to make the Drasha, but the source of it is really the Torah, is based on Psukim, it's based on Klal Prat, it's based on Rebbe Yomiyat. So because of that, Lachin Tarach V'Kasu HaPasuk Lomar, Sha'al Yismach Adam HaSeichelo. To make sure that you know, don't always rely on your own logic, because sometimes our logic can be warped, sometimes our logic could be subjective. So therefore, once in a while, the Torah goes out of its way to say, write the pasuk to make sure that, don't think it's purely based on your logic, it's based on your logic connected to the Torah, and you're trying to be mechavi to what the Torah meant. But I yismach al sikhla. I saw it, the Shabbat Malacha quotes the Bnei Yischasar, same Bnei Yischasar who gave approach number one, which is the opposite approach. That once in a while, the Torah goes out of its way to quote a pasuk to tell you that the Torah agrees with what you're doing. The Torah agrees that you're supposed to use your seichel in this regard. It says, to teach you that, you know, the Torah agrees. So to show that it's okay to use your seichel once in a while. So it's opposite approaches in the Achronim, how to understand this pasuk, how to understand this klal of Milsa Hasi B'Kavachomer of Torah B'Kazav Lakro. Okay, let's continue now. Amalei Rabina L'Ravashi. 10 lines up. We have been talking about Tumas Mashkin, Tumas Ochlin, V'ha'amar Rava, Lo Kerb Yosi, Sava Kerb Yekiva. V'lo Rabbi Kiva, Sava Kerb Yosi. We said on Amud Aleph that Ravashi had said that Rabbi Yosi holds like his Rabbi Akiva. I'm not going to get back into the details again, how you darshan psukim, yitma, yitameh. So we had said that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Akiva. And based, meaning Rabbi Akiva was his Rabbi. But now the Gemara says, but we have a brisa, which we're going to quote in a minute, that proves that Rabbi Yosi cannot hold like Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva hold? Rabbi Akiva had hold the chiddush that we do not paskin like, that you could have a concept of shlishi latuma bechulin. Usually we hold the principle, like we started out, Shlishi you could have in Truma, and Rabbi you could have in Kodesh. But Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, based on Psukim, how he darshins, that you could even have a Revi'i, you could even have a Shlishi, Latruma Bachulin. So we're going to have a source that's going to prove that Rabbi Yossi does not hold that way, even though his Rabbi held that way. So how can you say that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva sells like Rabbi Yossi? And also the opposite, Rabbi Akiva doesn't use the darshaning tools of his Talmud Rabbi Yossi, which we'll see on the next Amud. So Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Mishizah Rabbi Akiva, Rabo Amar Valei Lo Sfirulei. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, we didn't mean that he passes like his Rabbi, he's just in his Rabbi Shita. He's explaining his Rabbi Shita, but Lav Dafka that he passes like him. Okay, you find that in the Tanaim and the Amaram sometime, they're explaining their Rabbi Shita, but they really don't pass in that way. Ramban writes in his Akdamah to the Mulchamas in Brachos that he's going to spend a lot of mental energy and a lot of paper to defend the Rif. And he says, even though a lot of times I don't agree with him, I don't paskin like him, but he's the Rif, he's the Gadol Hadar, and I have to defend it from the attacks of the Baal Amar. So this is what I'm going to devote my sefer to. Even though, so it's the Ramban, it follows Beshitas Rif Omra, Falo, Balelo Svirle. So you find that, you know, Al Kavod HaTorah, he defends his Rebbe and explains his Rebbe's opinion. So says, yeah. Let's see. What is he going to disagree with? We'll see. He's going to disagree with the concept that there could be a shlishi daltuma bachulin. That you can use yitma because he uses those darshaning tools of yitma yitamei, but he does not agree with the maskana that based on that pasuk that he uses it to come up with a shlishi bachulin. So Amalei Rav Ashi of Kahana. So Rav Ashi says, I understand where it is that one doesn't like the other in one direction but not the other. Fish the Rabbi Yosi l'Sala Rabbi Akiva. I know where your source is that Rabbi Yosi does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. In other words, that Rabbi Yosi rejects the principle that you could have a shlishi la tuma bechulin. The Tanya based on the following brisa. Following brisa is going to make a kalvachomer. It's very difficult to know exactly what the logic of the kalvachomer is, as you'll see why. Tosfos seems to say it's not as much a kavachomer as much of a mamatzinu, which is more of just a general comparison, but not really based on pure kavachomer logic. Because as you'll see, it's difficult to interpret this as a pure kavachomer. The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Minayin L'Ravi'i Bakodeshu Pasol. Rabbi Yosi says, how do you know there's a concept of Ravi'i Bakodesh? Vidinu, it's a kavachomer. Uma Mechuser Kippurim. If a Mechusi Kippurim, what's a Mechusi Kippurim? We mentioned in the past there's a concept called a Tful Yom. A Tful Yom is somebody who is Tameh, who had to go to the mikvah, who has to wait till nightfall to become fully Tahar. That's a Tful Yom. That is, so let's say in the afternoon he goes to the mikvah, so then in the afternoon already, we have this in the first daf in Brachas, he can eat Maaser Sheni already that afternoon. When nightfall comes, now he can eat Truma. That's a Tful Yom. There are those certain types of people that are what's more than a Tful Yom. Not only do they have to go to the mikvah in the afternoon and wait for a nightfall, they even have to bring a carbon the next day. That's Zav Zava Yoledes Mitzora. Right, those four, maybe a ger, it's machlokes tanam increases. But Zav Zava Yoledes Mitzora, those types of men or women have to not only go to the mikvah on the seventh day of Tumah and wait till nightfall, but in order for them to eat kudshim, they have to bring a carbon the next day. So again, the same rules apply to Tful Yom. Right when they go to the mikvah, they can eat Maaser Sheni. Nightfall, they can eat Truma. That was discussed in the first Daf and Shas. The very next morning, when they bring their carbon on the eighth morning, the eighth morning of their Tumah, then after that they can eat Kachim. So Mechusar Kippurim is possible, is not allowed to eat Kachim. So that's what's being referred to here. Uma Mechusar Kippurim. Shem Mutter Batruma. A Mechusar Kippurim, meaning after he goes to the mikvah on the afternoon of the seventh, he can eat Truma. And let's formulate it like this to make it a little smooth. A Mechusar Kippurim can coexist with Truma. He could eat it, he could touch it. Pasul Bakodesh. But a Mechusar Kippurim cannot coexist with Kachim, meaning he's Asr to eat Kachim. Rashi's Girsa is Asr, not Pasul. Asr Bakodesh or Pasul Bakodesh. So Shlishi, She Pasul Batruma. The status of a Shlishi, which cannot coexist with Truma. You see here why it's difficult to say the Kal Vachomer, because it's not exactly a parallel. So formulate it like this. The status of a Shlishi, which cannot coexist with Truma, Eino Din She'asa Revi Bakodesh, shouldn't that have the power to make a Revi Bakodesh? And why do we make that jump? Why don't you just say it's a parallel? If it's a mamasinu, just say if a Mechusar Kippurim passes a Shlishi, it can make a does not pass with Truma, causes Kodesh to be Shlishi, causes Kodesh to be Pasul. So a Shlishi, which cannot coexist with Truma, why don't you just jump to a Shlishi? Why do you jump to a Revi, which seems like a jump that it's not parallel? So the Gemara says, you're allowed to make that jump because of the following. V'lamanu Shlishi b'Kodesh ben HaTorah. You already know that Kachem can be a Shlishi l'Truma from a Pasuk. So you can't say that this comparison with Mechusar Kippurim is trying to make it into a Shlishi b'Kodesh, because you already know that from a Pasuk. So you have to say Revi b'Kal Vachomer. You have to say that this Limud from Mechusar Kippurim is teaching you that Kachem could even be a Revi. What do we just do here, the past three lines? We're using Mechusar Kippurim in some way, in some type of Kal Vachomer / Mamatzinu, to teach me that Kachem could even be a Revi'i Bakodesh. Shlishi Bakodesh, you know, from a Pasuk, which we're about to quote in a minute. But Rabbi Yossi, this is Rabbi Yossi, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi is using a Mechusar Kippurim to teach me that you could have a concept called a Revi'i Bakodesh. The Gemara says, Shlishi min HaTorah Dechsiv. How do you know that you could have a Shlishi Bakodesh Midaraisa? As the Pasuk says, Vabasar Sheyiga Bachal Tamei Lo Yachel. Meat, which gets touched by anything that's Tamei, you cannot eat it. Milo Askina Denaga Basheni. As Rashi explains, that the Torah calls a Sheni Latuma Tamei in various places. So when the Torah says, if the meat touches something Tamei, it must be that it touched a Sheni Latuma, because that's included in the word Tamei when the Torah writes it. So if the meat, which is Kachim, touches a Sheni, it becomes a Shlishi. So you know from a pasuk that there's a concept of Shlishi Bakodesh, Shlishi Latuma Bakodeshim, Revi Mikal Vachomer Kita Arminim. So therefore, the limud of Rabbi Yossi must be going up a step, teaching something extra that you didn't know, to teach me there's a concept of Revi Bakodesh, Revi Latuma Bakodeshim. So, what do we just have that Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi holds that there's a concept called the Revi Bakodeshim. So the Gemara says, and if it's really true, the Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Akiva, that what? That is a concept of Shlishi Latuma Baichulin, Nistinami Revi'i Batruma Bachamishi Bakodesh. The Gemara assumes that you're always going to jump up a level. Whatever Chulin is, Truma is going to be one level up, and Kachem is going to be one level further than that. So if you're going to say Truma could be Chulin could be a Shlishi, so it must be Truma could be a Revi'i, and Kachem could be a Chamishi. So what's Rabbi Yossi having all these drushes to prove to me that Kachem could be a Revi'i? If he feels like it's Revi, he should be proving that Kachem could even be a Chamishi. And we don't say that. He doesn't say that. So it must be that he doesn't hold like him. That Rabbi Yossi must not hold to the principle of Shlishi Latuma by Chulin. That's the Gemara's proof that he does not hold like his Rebbe Akiva. Oh, let's continue. Ella, Rabbi Akiva, Lo Savar, Rabbi Yossi Minalan. We'll get to that in a second. Does Rabbi Akiva? So this is all Rav Ashi talking. Rav Ashi understands that I understand where the source is, that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, but meaning like his Rebbe. But where do you know that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? What do you mean? What did Rabbi Yossi say that Rabbi Akiva didn't hold him? So Rashi explains here the principle that you're always jumping up a level, that you learn from Mechusar Kippurim to add on a din that you didn't know previously about Kachim. So how do you know, this is exactly Yisrael's question, how do you know that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yossi's logic, which is that you always jump up a level by Truma and Kachim, and therefore in a Hanami, he would hold that Truma could be a Revi'i, and Kachim could be a Chamishi, something that we never heard of before. So how do you know he doesn't say that, holding up Rabbi Yossi's logic? So the Gemara says, Amar Le, Dololush Tamit Tan of a Listi, Revi'i Batruma Vachamishi Bakodesh. You don't have any source in Shas that says such a thing. You never found a brisa out there that says there's a concept of revi l'tumah by truma and chabishi by kachim and b'nei Rabbi Akiva hi. And you never had anybody ask, who's that like? We could have answered Rabbi Akiva. Whenever you have such a principle throughout Shas, we reject it. We don't think there's any Tana like that. So the Gemara says, we're going to rely on that type of proof, a proof by omission. Who says that's a proof? So you don't find it. So the lower inu ain't a raya, right? So just because you didn't hear of it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Maybe somewhere out there, Rabbi Akiva says that you could have a revi latuma when it comes to truma and a chamishi when it comes to hektish. So the Gemara is about to prove no. We really have a positive proof that he does not hold of this. That he does not hold of this principle. Nobody holds of the concept of revi by truma and chamishi by kachim. And even if he holds of the principle of shlishi bachulin, Truma is not more than that. Truma is also a shlishi bachulin, and kachim would only be a revi. There's an interesting practical question that the semi-practical that the Nota Bihuda asks here in the Tzlach. But he says, "What's this? The whole idea we know there's a principle of a shlishi ba truma and revi ba kachim, and is even a havamin here of a chamishi ba kachim." He says, "One second. We know there's a principle in Menachos. V'yish lahakshos leviv basha amr bin Menachos daf kofeis dilurab shimin kamla omi lisrof kisaruf dami." What is the principle that anything whose destiny is to be burned is not considered to exist in halacha? Kol ha'omi lizrof kesar, it's as if it's already burned. Yeah, the kol ha'omi lizrof kesar dami we had a few days ago, if it's caught and about to be sprinkled, it's as if it happened already regarding certain halachas. So the Gemara there says, kol ha'omi lizrof kesar dami, anything that is a chi of sreifa, it's as if it's burned already. No sir, upara my matam. So therefore, the Gemara there asks in Menachos, certain things shouldn't be matami ochlin, because it's considered afar ba'alma. It's considered dirt. So what? You need a shear. You need a certain amount in order for one thing to be batami something else. So that's what the Gemara said there. And therefore the Gemara has to give certain answers why something that is a chi of sreifa already can be batami something else. So says the Noda Bihuda. Says the Tzlach. What's going on? What concept are we talking about here? A chamishi bakodesh? A revi'i bakodesh? How do you ever have a revi'i bakodesh? How do you ever have a revi'i bakodesh? That we hold of. How do you have a revi'i bakodesh? What was batami to make it a revi'i bakodesh? It can't be chulin, because you can't have chulin as a shlishi. Right? So truma. Tamei truma. Tamei truma is the only thing that can make this a revi'i bakodesh. Tamei truma is a chiv shreifa. It's kolomi libez yisrof kasarif tamei. How do you ever have a revi'i bakodesh? And surely, according to Rabbi Akiva, the havamina, chavishi bakodesh. What does the Gemara say? Because there's no hechitimsi. You can't have it. A shlishi by truma you can have, because it's full yom, it's tamei midaraisa. It's a sheni to midaraisa. That's why it's full yom. You can katatza. They can make it a shlishi batruma. Shlishi latuma batruma. But how can you ever have a revi bakodesh as the Noda Bihuda? The only thing that can make this into a revi is something that's a shlishi. Something that's a shlishi. Something that's a shlishi. Lechora has a chiyuv sreifa. Chiyuv sreifa. Tami truma. Truma tamei has to be burned. Kalami lisrof kesarif tamei. So he just asks, how can that be? How does this principle come up? And surely, according to Rabbi, this havamin and the Rabbi Kiva holds by chamishi. Yeah. It could be with oil. It could be with oil. So oil, you're allowed, but it's kol omi lisrof kesarif dami. Even though you're allowed, it's hanah shel kilui. You're allowed to get hanah from truma tameya, but it's still a chiyuv sreifa. So does that heter hanah allow it to not be considered kesarif dami? It's still kesarif dami regarding the shear. So you're allowed. There's a heter hanah while it's burning, but it still loses its halachic stature. Kol omi lisrof kesarif dami. If you have an esrog that's arla, you can't use it. It's as if it's not there. Right? The esrog is, it's asur by anah. Besides being asur by anah, it's not yours.
That's for another say, so you can't do a positive action with it. This is something where...
Okay, you're right, that's different as for an asay, but here, so the Gemara says, the principle makes it lose its required amount. And to be batami something else, you need a certain amount. You need a kibetza in order to be batami something else.
How you ever
overvalue Rabbi Yabasi? That's first of all, you need a kizayis, but that's probably included in the principle we had earlier of the din of Rabbi Yishmael.
Doesn't exist.
It's ka'omi lisra. It has a din sreifa. There's a chiyusra, I guess, tashbisa also. But again, there, I guess that's included also in the principle of Rabbi Yishmael. That not only does the Torah make it yours, it makes it exist. Makes it exist. So the Tzlach tries to come up with an answer. What exactly, according to certain shitas, that you don't hold of kol omi lisrof. I think it's a very strong kasha. That how do you ever come up with a revi bakodesh if kol omi lisrof? And even if you could come up with one ukimta of a case, so the whole concept of revi bakodesh is according to that ukimta. Either way, that's his ha'ara on this gemar. Okay, so the Gemara says, so Rabbi Kiva, we never found anywhere that Rabbi Kiva holds this concept of a chamishi bakodesh and a revi'i batruma. So it must be not true. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Just because you didn't find it doesn't mean anything. So says the Gemara, nafak ravashi vitim ravkana dakva ashkach. Rabbi Ashi or Avkana went out and they found the source. They found the source that Rabbi Akiva said does not hold of this principle. Ha, ditzna, the Mishnah says in Chagiga, Hakli Mitzarif is Masha Besochala Kodesh Avalola Truma. The end of Chagiga talks all about, as Mishnah Mishnais, talk all about the differences between Kachim and Truma. So says the Mishnah that a Kli is Mitzarev, unifies everything in it for Kodesh and not for Truma. What does that mean? If you have two items in one bowl, but they're not touching each other. If they're touching each other, they're obviously considered one unit. But let's say they're on two sides of the bowl, it's a big pan, and one of the items was touched by Tumah. The Kli was not touched by Tumah, because then it would make everything Tumah. But one of the food item on one side of this pot was touched by Tumah. So then when it comes to Kachim, there's a high standard of Tziruf, or a low standard of Tziruf, however you look at it. And if one food is Tumah, because it's in the same Kli, it's looked at as one unit, and therefore the other one is Tumah also. Because Kachim is very fragile in terms of its tahara, and therefore the kli will be mitzarif for kachim, but not for truma. For truma, even though it's a high level of kedusha, if one part of one food, one item in this bowl is tamei, the other one is not tamei. There's a special din, high standard by kachim, and not for truma. That has nothing to do with us now. The second half has what to do with us. The Mishnah continues and says, "Baharavi'i bakodesh pasul vashlishi batruma." And you have a katad of Ravi'i bakodesh and a katad of shlishi batruma. And we're about to prove that this is going to be based on a sheet of Rabbi Akiva's. Then we're going to have a proof that Rabbi Akiva holds only of a shlishi batruma and a Ravi'i bakodesh. Just one ha'ara. This katad of siruf comes up halacha l'maisa. Where does it come up? By kachim. It comes up. You look at the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chaf Hei. In Yaradeya. Where is this? Hilchas Chala. I've gotten the Shiloh before. Woman calls up and says, oh, I baked my Chalas already and I forgot to take off Chala. You know, what do I do? What could I do? So I got to take off the Halacha is, that we mentioned before, you have to take off Chala even after it's baked. But I have 15 different Chalas here. And the Shear of Chala is only when you use 5 pounds, which is all the Chalas together. So what do you do? So, a couple options, the Shulchan Aruch says. The first option is, before you baked it, if it's all in the same bowl, hakli mitzarfan. As long as it's in the same bowl, this is the same principle that we learned from this mission, Chagiga. Says the Shulchan Aruch at Shin Chafei, shtei isa she'ein b'shem echad kashir, if each one of them doesn't have the amount requisite for the shir of chala, if they're touching, that's the first halacha. Im no gazu b'zu achenid bakin ma'at mizu mazu mitzarf, and if they're touching, so that if you take one, it'll take a little bit of the other one with it when you take it apart, then for sure it's enough together. But what if they're not touching? Vim einonid bakin v'hein b'sal echa, they're in one basket, one bowl, hasal mitzarfan. Right, that's the concept of one death in this Mishnah, this Siruf. V'yafilo achar shenefeh v'naseh pas, even if it's already bread or challah, but then you might not have any room. So what do you do then if they're already in different tinfoil pans? Then the halacha is you put a paper towel or a towel over all of them. So then that is mitzarif them to the, you can't just put them on the counter next to each other. That's not enough because they're in their separate bowls. The counter doesn't have sides in order to be considered a kli. So that's why in order to be mitzarif them, the Rama adds, because you're mitzarif them a kli, nothing should be sticking out from the top of the kli. So you have this principle of kli being mitzarif them. Halacha l'maisa. That's the first half of the Mishnah. So is chala more like truma? Chala is probably more like truma, but here it seems like it'll work by chala, right? In a finami, you have to work it out. Why, if it's only for kachem and not for the Mishnah says it's not for truma, why is it for chala? I remember, I have to work it out. To work it out. Good question. Maybe it's probably a simple answer. I don't remember right now. Continues the Mishnah. Varvi bakodesh pasul vashlishi batruma. Okay. V'yamar, maybe it's by tumen tara. It's not mitzura for this. Tumen tara is only for kachem and not for truma. But maybe for other items, it could even be for, like for the chiv of chala, it could be that there's not such a high standard. For tumen tara only. Where the flip side is that you're going to have to burn this. You're not going to want to, but you got to burn it. Then you're going to say only if it's a high standard, only for kachim and not for truma. But for the chiv of chala, so then maybe we have lower standards. One idea. V'yamar Reb Chiya Bar Abba. So we have this Mishnah from Chagiga, which is anonymous. Reb Chiya Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi Akiva Nishis Mishnah Zu. This whole Mishnah is based on Rabbi Akiva's, another statement of Rabbi Akiva. Ditnan, as it says in a Mishnah in Idios. Remember, Idios is every topic under the sun. But it's all testimonies of early Tanoim that they brought this Eidus. Every Mishnah talks about a different topic. If you're ever bored, learn Masechet Eidus, because every Mishnah is something new. Says the, there are other things that you might want to do when you're bored, but that's something that, you can do it by halftime. Take out a Masechet Eidus. Titznan, Hosef, Rabbi Akiva, Hasoles, Vaktores, Vahalavon, Vagachalim. Rabbi Akiva says in Idios that flour, Rabbi Akiva added on flour and Ketores, the incense, Vahalavon, the frankincense that was with the incense, Vahagachalim, and coals, of the Mizbeach, she'im naga tful yom, but miksasan pasal es kulan, that if a tful yom touched a little bit of the pile, and each of these are separate entities, even though they're next to each other, but a pile of coals, a pile of lavona, etc., Rabbi Kiva said to Chiddush, that if a tful yom, which is considered a sheni latuma, touched a part of this pile, pasal es kulan, then the whole pile becomes pasal. So this is what he added on in the Mishnah. That's all it says in the Mishnah. So you see the concept of tziruf is based on this idea of Rabbi Akiva. So the assumption is, this is how Rashi explains the Gemara, we'll do that first, that the previous Mishnah from Chagiga is also the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. And what does the Seifa of that Mishnah say? Ravi'i in Chamishi lo, Shlishi in Ravi'i lo, by Kachim and Truma. So if Rabbi Akiva is the basis for the first half of the Mishnah, which is the Tziruf Halacha, he must be the basis for the second half of the Mishnah also. That must be his opinion. And therefore, we have a Mishnah that says that Rabbi Akiva holds that only Shlishi by Truma and by Chulin, and Ravi'i by Kachim, but no further. Right, but puzzle is cool on because how far is it going to get? The first little piece, maybe. But like ultimately, all this is not going to have power to be mitame others. Because really, if you go by each little piece, then it becomes a 10th, a 11th, a 12th, if you touch. But it's a chiddush. It's not going by the tubas degi, it's going by the kazim of tziruf. That's why he would say it's a chiddush, so it's not going to be able to have the power to puzzle anything else. Period. That's the end of the sugya of mashkin and ochlitz. Now we're going to get onto a little tangent for three lines. About Tziruf. Alma Ksavar Tziruf Drabanan. From the above mentioned, it must be that this concept of Tziruf is only on a Drabanan level. How do you know that? There's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas. Rashi explains that really these items that Rabbi Akiva mentioned are not Tami Mida Oraisa. Right? The Lavona and coals, they're not a Kli, they're not food, they're not Mashkin, they're not people. So they're not Tami Mida Oraisa. So the whole Tumah is only Drabanan. The whole Tumah is only Midrabanan, based on the principle called Chibas Kodesh. Chibas Kodesh is going to come up Be'ez Hashem on tomorrow's daf. That means even if you have something that's not a food, but if it's Kodshim and you value it so much, and you love it so much, you give it the status, or Halacha gives it the status of food. Chibas Kodesh is Machshir. We're going to have that principle Be'ez Hashem more tomorrow. But says Rashi, that's all Drabanan principle. So the whole Tumah here is talking about a Drabanan level. So says Rashi, how he learns the Gemara. If the first half of the Mishnah, the Tziruf part of the Mishnah is a Drabanan level, so that's if the items involved are only telling me Drabanan, then the concept of Tziruf also must be on a Drabanan level. That's how Rashi interprets the Gemara. Tosis is a different shot. We're not going to do it now. We have time at the end, maybe we'll. And Tosis Alma, he can agree with Rashi because he holds that principle of Chibas Kodesh is Daraisa. It's a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosis. The principle of you're valuing something that's kachim and therefore giving it the status of ochel, that's a machlokas Rashi and Tosis. The question what the Rambam Shita is, but Rashi holds that's a principle midrabanan. Tosis holds that's a principle midoraisis. That's why he's to give a different shot in Rashi. How do you know that Tziruf is midrabanan here? Either way, that's what Gemara says. Alma Ksavar Tziruf Drabanan. Upliga Rabbi Chanan, and he argues, thus Rabbi Akiva, and this Mishnah argues Rabbi Chanan. The Amar Tziruf da Oraisa, who holds that Tziruf is da Oraisa. Shene Amar, as it says, the pasuk that we lay in 100 times. Kafa chasa sara zahav balea katoras. One spoonful, we're talking about the end of Parshas Naso, where it describes the Chanukas HaMizbeach, everything was brought in the Mizbeach by all the Nasiim. A spoonful, that the spoon is worth 10, weight of 10 gold pieces. Malea katoras, full of katoras. Hakos of asa, komashe bakaf, achas. Kaf achas. The drasha is everything in the kaf in the spoon is achas, is unified. So you have the drasha, mida oraisa. Period. New topic based on a Mishnah. Tznan hasa. The Mishnah also there says an idios is brought up because we're talking about tomentara al macha shenipses bebasar. You shecht a piece of meat. Shecht a piece of meat in the kachim. A coin shechts a piece of kachim after it, and he's cutting up the meat, and all of a sudden he finds a needle in the meat, and he doesn't know. Is the needle Tameh or Tahar? What do you have to assume? And what touched the needle? So what's the, what is the halacha? And that will explain it. So if you find a needle in the meat, shahasakid vahayadayim tahoros, the knife which you had used for shechting the animal, and the hands of the kohen, which was touching the animal, are tahoros. We assume they're not tummy. We'll explain why in a minute, but pashas is you assume they didn't touch the needle. It didn't touch the needle, so if it didn't touch the needle, so then what the most it did, it was touch the animal, but the animal, which is ochel, cannot be metame adam. That's at least by the adayim. The sakin, we'll get to why it's tahar. V'habasar tame. But the basar itself, where you found it, where you found the sakin, where you found the machat, the needle, is tame. Nimseis peperesh, but if you find the needle in the peresh, in the dung of the animal, it's not called tar, that everything is tar. The Gemara doesn't talk about that aspect. So Amar Rabbi Akiva. Based on this Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, Zachinu she'ain tumas yadayim b'mikdash. You know what this Mishnah must be based on? Must be assuming we are zocha, we merit, Rashi says on the top of Amar Beis. It's a great thing because it's going to save us a lot of problems. That there's no tumas yadayim b'mikdash. What's tumas yadayim? We know, why do we wash our hands before we eat bread? To zechar to, the olden days, they used to wash their hands when they ate truma. Why do they wash their hands when they ate truma? We had this in Maseches Shabbos. That yadayim askani yosein, our hands are not touching all different things. So the Chazal made a takana. We don't know what your hands have touched, whether they've touched mekomos hamechusim, whether they've touched tummy things. So Chazal said, all hands are called tummy. All hands are called tummy, and you have to wash your hands before you eat truma. And as a part of the zecher to that, that's why we wash our hands before we eat bread. But says Rabbi Akiva, it must be that gzeirah d'rabbanan doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Because what does it say here? Yadayim tahoros. It must be that the principle doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Wonderful, says Rabbi Akiva. We're going to get to that. Why you assume that the needle was tummy? V'neima, says the Gemara. Why did Rabbi Akiva just get so excited that ain't tumas yadayim by mikdash ve'emesh ain't tumas yadayim ve'kelim by mikdash? Why didn't he say even there must be no tumas kelim in the base of mikdash? Because here, you see, it says also that the sakin is tahar. But we know that, as Rashi explains, there was also a din derabanan to be mitame stam kelim that you had a hesach hadas about that weren't being guarded back in the Gemara's in the beginning of Shabbos, the Yurches Dvarim, that in those 18 items that Chazal were gozer, most of them about tum and tara, we said not only hands were tami midrabanan, but also kelim were tami midrabanan. So why didn't Rabbi Akiva get excited and say that too? That this Mishnah proves that there's no tumas kelim in the base of Mikdash. So I'm Rabbi Yudam Arav, Vitame Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Yadayim Kodim Zeres Kelim Nishnu. No. You know why? Simple answer. Because the Gzer of Yadayim happened earlier in history. So by the time Rabbi Akiva said this Mishnah, there was no Zeres Kelim yet. That's why he didn't refer to it, because it came upon, it was started later on in history. So that's why he didn't mention it. So Gemara says, one second, Amar Rava, Vatravayo, Bo Bayom Gazir. You remember we learned in Maseches Shabbos? Bo Bayom, on that day that they were in the attic of Harani Mechizki Begurion, they decided these 18 things all the same day. So what do you mean it happened later in history? So Ditznan, as the Mishnah says there in Zavim, but it was quoted, we had it at the beginning of Shabbos, HaSefer. Svarim, remember Svarim, we had the principle that they were considered Tameh. Because, remember the reason? Because the Kohanim used to keep their Truma in the Aron Kodesh, because they was holy, they wanted to keep it next to holy things, and the animals used to go and eat the Truma, because they used to smell the food, and while they were there, they took a bite of the Sefer Torah. So therefore, the Chazal said, Sifrei Torah are Metameh you. Metameh is Yadayim. Unbelievable. Sifrei Torah. The most holy thing we have, Metameh is Yadayim. No, the answer is because they didn't want people to keep their Truma there. So if a way to do that is to say that if your truma touches the sefer Torah, it's going to become tame. So that's why they were betame sefer. V'hayadayim and hands. V'hatzful yom. And the Gemara there says take out tful yom because tful yom is a daraisa. So tful yom, now that's a v'ha'ochlin v'ha'kelim shenitu b'mashkin. So you see, it's ochel and kelim together. So it happened the same day. So back to the kasha of why did Rabbi Akiva get so excited from this Mishnah that there's no tumas yadayim in the Beis HaMikdash? He should have also got excited that this Mishnah proved that there's no tumas kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Elo amar Rava hanach lo tumas sakin. No, you know why he didn't get excited? Because tumas sakin, regarding the knife, that's even outside the Beis HaMikdash. It wouldn't have become tamei. Dafilu b'chul nami lo mitamei. Why? Why? Because what's the havamina? Why should this knife be tamei? Hai sakin d'raga b'mai. What are you worried about? Ilei madenaga bebasar. Why? The knife touched the meat, which became tamei. Ha in ochel metamei kli. Food, as you mentioned, ochel cannot be metamei kli. El denaga b'machad. You worry that this knife, as you were shechting the animal, touched the needle itself. So Mimanav Shach, there's no reason why this knife should be Tameh, and therefore, that's why you didn't talk about it, because it's not a din in the Kalim and the Mikdash, even after the base of Mikdash, it wouldn't be Tameh. Fine. So, hi macha, my avidite. So now we're getting to Menachem's question. What's with this machat? You know, why are we assuming, remember, what was the halacha of the Mishnah? The basar is tamei, the hands and the knife, the needle, I'm sorry, the right, this needle, what's the story with the needle? To tell us that the halacha is that the basar is tamei and the knife they used to shech with, and your hands are tahor. And we had to explain why they're tahor. So Gemara says, hi macha, my avidite. E name a safik machat, if it's a safik, whether this machat is tamei or tahor, or in Rav Elazar, Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, we have two statements that say that you could treat sveikas lakula. Chad amar lo gazer al safik arokesh of Yerushalayim. One statement is that when you find saliva, safik grok, you find spit on the street in Yerushalayim, we don't assume it's from a zav or a zava, which is would be an av hatumah, right? The liquids that come out of a zav and a zava are an av hatumah. So we're not gozer on them because we assume they're tar. We don't assume zavim and zavos are walking around Yerushalayim so much. V'chad amru lo gozer al savik akelim Yerushalayim. And the second opinion says not only that, but we're also not gozer on if you find the kli in Yerushalayim. So we're also not gozer on that. So you see, so what's why would we be gozer on this machat? We're in the Beis Hamikdash. We're in Yerushalayim. So why would we consider this tummy at all? So amru v'yudam arav. No, because this case is different. No, the Kohen knew that he had a needle that he had to throw out, or something, that he had a needle that became Tamei Mace, or that touched a Tamei Mace. That, so therefore the needle is a what? Is an Av, correct. Because the principle we had a couple days ago of Cherev Harayuka Chalo, if a metal kli, maybe more, but at least a metal kli that touches a mace, the metal kli has the status of a mace. If it touches a Tamei Mace, it has the status of a Tamei Mace. So this is a suffix of an Avatumah. If it's a suffix of an avatuma, vihikir b'basar, and you find it in the basar. So now there's not just stama suffix, but you know this needle is tamei mace. So now you have a suffix whether it touched the basar is for sure tamei. So that's why, not for sure tamei, but you, all of it, you don't know which part of the basar was touched, therefore you're betamei all the basar, but everything else is still tahor. That's one ukipta, why you would assume that it's tamei. Rabbi Yossi, Barab Avin Amriko, Jehaisa Parah Chasuma Ubami Chutsu Yushalayim. No, this animal has been muzzled since he came from outside of Yerushalayim. So you know the needle went and got inside of him outside of Yerushalayim. So therefore, the only rules that these Amora mentioned were sveikas that are nolad in Yerushalayim, because you assume most people in Yerushalayim are tahorim. But outside of Yerushalayim, then the suffix tamei versus yachid versus ravim is tamei. So that's why you have to treat the machat as tamei, because it originated outside of Yerushalayim. How does it square with it that those principles? Gora is going to talk about it in a few lines. Let's continue. Gufa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Chadam are the two lines. Chadam, Gozer al Safek Yerushalayim Yerushalayim, Chadam al Gozer al Safek Kelim Yerushalayim. Right, they're both. We're not Gozer on the Safek of Saliva and the Safek of Kelim in Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara, why do these great Amoraim have to tell us this? We know both of these principles from Mishnayos. Right, from earlier Tanaitic sources, and therefore we don't need Amoran to come up and tell me these lines. Rokin, Tanina, Kalim, Tanina. We learn both of them. Rokin, Tanina, we learn Rokin, Ditan, the Mishnah says in Shkolim. Call a Rokin, and say Bishalim, Tahorin, any Roke, any saliva that you find in Bishalim is Tahar, Chutz, Mishel, Shukha, Elyon, except for those from the upper marketplace. Why the upper marketplace? That was more of on the side, and Rashi explained that that's where the Zavim went, because they didn't want to be in the midst of everything. So the Tabe people used to hang out there. They used to be there. So therefore, or there, if you find saliva there, that's going to be tummy, suffix, tavim, bishum, avatumma. That's what you know rok already. So the Gemara answers, lo tzricha avagav this chazik zav. Ah, the chiddush is that even if you know a zav to walk down the street earlier, and then you find the rok, afal pikin, you can still be mitaher in Yerushalayim. The Sfasemis points out that if you look in that Mishnah in Shkolim, there's another opinion there. The first opinion says all rokin are tahar, but there's another opinion there. The opinion of Rebbe. The other opinion is the opinion of Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Meir holds this way that all rokin are tahar. But Rebbe Yossi says it depends where it is in the street and at what time of year. Says Rebbe Yossi, the rest of the year when it's not a yontif, in the middle of the street tamei, because all tamei people walk in the middle of the street. On the sides of the street tahar, because the prushim, the tahorim walk on the sides of the street. Masha'enkein on regel on yontif, there's so many people who are tahorim that the rok found in the middle of the street is tahar and on the side of the street is tamei. So why did the Gemara say here that the Amora is telling you the chiddush of halacha Rebbe Meir? Right, Emil, there's two opinions there, and he quotes one of them. So why does the Gemara say it's pashut? So the first the Sfas Emes says no, then the Gemara would have said that halacha Rebbe Meir. So it must be can't be saying that. A, and then B, Yesh Lomer, he says maybe this is a suffix even within Shitas Rebbe Yossi. The time of Rebbe Yossi, because Rebbe Yossi's case is not even talking about suffix. Why? The be'emsa tamei mishadavi kivadei rokshel zavid. Rabbi Yossi Shita about it to the middle of the street or on the side of the street. You know why he says that? Because he considered those vadai. It's such a vadai that tamei people are always in the middle of the street or the prishim are always on the side. So this discussion of this amora, whenever you have a suffik roke, that's not even being discussed by Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi's shita is based on vada'us and not based on suffix. That's how he says you can even interpret this gemara within shita's Rabbi Yossi in that mishnah, who it seems to be argues on what this amora says. Okay, that's the Sfasemis. Continues the gemara. So we know the idea mentioned about roke, so we just said what the chiddush is. So kalim tanina, but the other statement about safek kalim, we also learned in the Mishnah. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, also there in Shkalim, call a kalim and himsam Yerushalayim, any kli that's found in Yerushalayim, interesting, derech yurid of a beis hatfila. In the olden days, and if you look at any of these archaeological digs from the mikvahs, that by the southern excavations, by the kotel over there, they have it, there's different ways to go into the mikvah and go out of the mikvah. There are steps going in and there are steps going out. Not like we have today, we have one thing of steps that you go down and you go back up. But if you look at the old mikvos, in Ok Dumim, the place in Eretz Yisrael, right near Chashmonaim, so that also they have old mikvos there, and it shows you there's one way to go in and one way to go out. Why? Because if you go to the mikvah and you're matar yourself, and then you're leaving the mikvah, and then your friend's coming in, hey, how you doing? Shalom Aleichem. You got to go back to the mikvah. Right, so that's, you don't want that to happen. You don't want to meet your friend who's still tamei. So you go to the mikvah, and then you go out the other side. It's a one-way street. So it's a one-way street, so that's what happened. That's what the mikvahs happened. So says the Mishnah, any kli that's found on the way down, derech yirida, lebeis atfilas, then you assume it fell out of the guy's pocket. He's going down to be tovel some kalim, and they assume it fell out there. So it's tamein. So if it's found derech yirida, it's tamei. Hada alma tahoris, or medayik for the Mishnah, if it's found in general, just only going down is tummy, but if it's found stam on the street, it's tahar. So doesn't that prove from the Mishnah that kalim that have a safek are tahar? So therefore, why do you need that more to prove it to me? So says the Gemara, 1 second, look at the next line, keep reading the Mishnah, says the Gemara. The next line has the opposite to you. Derech aliyah tahorin. It says, if you find the kli on the way up, it's tar. Hadalma tamein. So you can make the other diyak, that if you find it on the general, it's tamei. So what are you trying to be medayik from the first line of the Mishnah? Look at the second line of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Ella, it must be Reisha Dafka. It must be that the Reisha is Dafka. That Dafka on the way down, it is Tamei. But in general, it is Tahar. The Seifa Lav Dafka. And the Seifa is Lav Dafka. Meaning, even not only on the way down, up is it Tahar. But even in general, is it Tahar? V'la Afuke. So what's the Chiddush? La'afuke Gizyasa. The only thing place that is excluding to say that it's Tamei is little alleyways next to the mikvah. You have a little alleyway next to the mikvah, so that's what the diak is to say that's tamei. On the way up is tahar, but those little alleyways are tamei. But really, in general, it is tahar also, like the amora says. Ulurab de amar kagon sha'avdalo macha tamei meis v'kira basar says, now the Gemara asks. Period. We'd finished that section. So the Gemara says, according to Rav, who gave the first ukimta before of why this machat is assumed to be tamei, because he lost a machat that was tamei meis, and you lost it in the basar, and you recognize it in the basar. Why do we say that the person and the sakin are all tahar and just the meat is tamei, but this is charev harikah chalol? Right, so therefore this needle is an av hatuma. This needle is av hatuma, and av hatuma can be metame adam mekalim. So why aren't we worried that this person touched the needle, or the knife touched the needle? Right, so why are we worried about that? So Amar Rav Ashi, Zoso Meres, Azara Rishus Harabim Hi. Says Rav Ashi, it must be that we consider the Azara in the base of Hamikdash as a Rishus Harabim. V'habili Savik Tumah Rishus Harabim, V'chol Savik Tumah Rishus Harabim, Svei Gotar. It must be that it's considered a Rishus Harabim, and as we know, Savik Tumah Rishus Harabim, Svei Gotar overrides, even if you have a Savik Tumah Meis, that principle applies even by a Savik Tumah Meis. Says the Gemara, we'll talk about this line in a couple minutes. Let's just finish up for a second and then we'll come back. So continues the Gemara, Habu Rishus Hayachid, Sveiko Tamei. Is the Diuk that had the Azara be considered a Rishus Hayachid, you'd say this is Sveiko Tamei in this case? But no, there's a different reason why you'd be Mitair anyway, even if the Azara was considered a Rishus Hayachid. Ha Mechdi, Haimacha Davar Sheimbo Dasli Shayalhu. Principle we never had before, we'll mention it now. There's a principle that Safik Tumah, not only do you have the rules of Rishus Hayachid Tamei, Rishus Hayachid Tahar, but there's another idea that we learn from Sota. Remember, this whole idea is learned from Isha Sota. That Isha Sota, just like she is in private, and she's considered, the Torah calls her Tameh, so to any Savik Tumah Bereshus Hayachid is Sveiko Tameh. But the Gemara also has another principle, which, whatever the logic is, we're not going to get into that now, but the Gemara says, just like over there by Sota, we're talking about a person, which means somebody who could be asked whether they actually became Tame or not. That's called Yesh Bo Da'as Lishael, just like by Sota. The suffix that we're machmirin is only by case of Yesh Bo Da'as Lishael. So the Gemara learns out that the only time you will say suffix Tuma, Birshus HaYachid, Tame, is only by Yesh Bo Da'as Lishael when you're talking about people. But if you're talking about objects, you're not going to be Matami, because that's Emo Dasli Shol that you don't learn from Sota. So says the Gemara, here too, what are we talking about the knife? If the knife is Tami or Tahar, so the Gemara says, what's the suffix? Even if the Azor was considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Hai Macha Davar She'Emo Dasli Shol, or the needle, is it Emo Dasli Shol? The Chol Davar She'Emo Dasli Shol, Bein Rosh Hashanah, Mei Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Seiko Tahar. And you're never going to say suffix Tamei by a Davar She'Emo Dasli Shol. You can't talk to the knife, you can't talk to the needle. So the Gemara says, no. Even by an Ein Bo Da'as Lishael, even by an object, you still consider it a Yesh Bo Da'as Lishael if the Tumah came about by an action of a person. If the Tumah came about by an action of a person, then the whole case can be called Yesh Bo Da'as Lishael. Mishum Da'avi Savei Tumah Habavi De Adam. The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan Savei Tumah Habavi De Adam Nishalin Aleha. If it's a Savei Tumah that came through a person's actions, then you have to ask a Shiloh about that. Afilu B'Kli HaMunach HaGabi Karka. Even if the Kli doesn't move. Oh, and a person, Rashi explains, a person walks by with the sharetz, and you're talking all about the kli, but because a person's action was involved, kedavar sheyesh bo da'as lishael. It's considered like a case of, like the cases involving something that can be asked, and therefore you could say, suffik tumah is tummy. Period. Let's go back for a minute, though, to talk about Azara Rishus HaRabim for a minute. The Rambam writes, in Hilchus Avos HaTumah, this principle. You think about the Azara is a Rishus HaRabim? Azara is surrounded by four walls. It's very large, so the most we'll say, well, we know it's Mesach Erevin. The most it is a karpef, more than Beis Osayim, right? So that Shalom Hukaf Ladira, because nobody lives there. You're not allowed to even sit down in the Azara. And you see about Azara Lamacha Bisavi Bavad. Rosh Hashanah Rabim?
Wasn't that the Makar that a
karpef
that side?
Oh, the Makar that a karpef that side was the Mishkan. Was the Mishkan. But says the Rambam. Call Makar, and the Rambam said there's a principle here. Call Makar to Rosh Hashanah Rabim Linyan Shabbos, Kachu Rosh Hashanah Rabim Linyan Tumah. If it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabim for Shabbos, it's for sure Rosh Hashanah Rabim for Tumah. Because Rosh Hashanah Rabim has a very high standard. There's a lot of ingredients we've mentioned. But the opposite is not true. Yesha Makomo, says the Rambam. Afal Pishain Rosh Hashanah Yachid the Shabbos, Hari Hinkar Rosh Hashanah Rabim Linyan Tumah. Why? Because we mentioned, for Shabbos, according to some Shitas, remember Rashi, you have to have 600,000, and surrounded by walls. And you have a lot of ideas, a lot of places that to be a Rosh Hashanah Rabim for Shabbos, it has a lot of ingredients. But says the Rambam, for Hilchos Tumah V'Tara, you don't need that much. All you need is a Rabim area, a place where a lot of people go. That's all you need for Rosh Hashanah Rabim for Hilchos Tumah, because it's learned that from Sota. Sota, what's Rosh Hashanah Rabim by Sota? Private. But public, general, flexible definition, the Rambam says public. And that's what the Rambam says. V'chein kol ha'azara. The azara, really, for Hilchos Shabbos is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But for Hilchos Tumah V'Tara, it can still be considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And that's what the Chazanish explained this, that because for Shabbos, you have a lot more ingredients. Two ha'aras on this. The Sharmas Yarnim Bahalacha quotes in Siman Reish Beis, in the Siman about Tumas Kohanim, in Hilchos Avelos, he quotes that there are those poskim that wanted to say that a Kohen is allowed to always walk into hospitals. Allowed to walk into hospitals. If a Kohen needs to be in a hospital, so then if he's sick, needs a hospital, then he goes in to be in a hospital. But otherwise, usually we say, especially if there's, let's say if there's a hospital with a large Jewish population, so some poskim say, maybe it's a suffix tamei meis. It relates to the principle that we've had before, of Sof Tumah Latzeis, so you have to know which door it's going to go out of. Maybe Tumah is not all over, but at least there's an idea that maybe a Kohen should not be going into these hospitals with a large Jewish population because of Tumas Ohel. But there were those that wanted to say V'yish Ladun Ha Beis Cholim Kirushas Harabim V'Savik Tumah Birushas Harabim Tahar. So maybe this principle it should be considered Rosh Hashanah Rabim. I has walls and like the Azara. The Azara is a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, so Savik Tumah Birushas Harabim is Tahar. So do my hospitals. So many people walking in hospitals. So as you want to say there's a roof, so the question is, does a roof make it better? A roof lobbed off makes it better. Would a roof make it worse for the Tumah? A roof would make it worse for the Tumah, but still, if it has the status of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, just because you have a roof doesn't mean it's not called a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. You're saying maybe it would make it worse to be considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But this thing, even without the roof issue. So it says, maybe you can't say that based on its slach and brachas. Very important slach. The slach and brachas says that a coin bisman hazeh. Kohanim Bizman Hazeh are Tameh. They're considered Tameh already. But we paskin that a Kohen is still not allowed to go into a cemetery. Why? They're already Tameh. There's a Raivin that they're Medayik. Maybe the Raivin has a Lashon of Ein Bo Kares. So some are medayik, oh, it's mutter. Or the rabbit also holds that it's not mutter to go into a cemetery. So a Kohen is allowed to go into a cemetery. He's about to say, why not? He's already fully tamei. This is why Alex, you asked us a couple days ago. Why? Because says that tzlach, not only is there a mitzius of tuma and tara when it comes to a Kohen, but there are isurim. A Kohen is not allowed to be mitame himself. Isur v'heter, not tuma and tara. And that isur v'heter applies even if he's already tamei. Even if there's no, let's say, tuma added on, but putting yourself into a situation of tuma, that itself is isur v'heter. That's not tuma and tara. Like we had a couple days ago, that the Vilna Gaon said, the three/six areas of halacha. Dinim amenis, tuma and tara, and isur v'heter. So says the tzlach that tuma bisman hazef for a kohen is isur v'heter. It's not tuma and tara. So says the neshalim zayin balacha. That's why a kohen can't get into a hospital because we don't deal with the rules of safek of tuma and tara. Safek to rabbi shesh yachid. We're in isur v'heter. Safek daraisa lachomer. Safek darabanan lekula. And it's a safek daraisa. So that's why even bisman hazef when the kohen is ready tamei lachora, he still should be machmer. Again, I'm not paskening now, but at least that svara of considering a hospital or shesh rabim and therefore saying the principle of safek tuma shesh rabim is tar that should not work according to that tzlach, because the tzlach says that we're dealing with isur v'heter bisman hazef. We're not dealing with tuma. And that's why it would still be a problem. Okay, we'll stop here. And Hashem, there's one more day of Tum and Tara. One more day. Tomorrow's the last day. So let's make it good. Like the Rambam says, we got to know Tum and Tara like Kriyashma. That was the Lashon of Rambam. One more day. And Hashem, on Tuesday, we get back to Maseches Psachim per se of the second parak of Kol Shoh. Okay. Is there a Siyum today?
Yes. As far as I know, yes.
Go get Yeshua if there's a Siyum.